Happy Tuesday. Even though it's a Wednesday.
Because we are welcoming you
into Fabian's body.
too soon. Yeah.
Into the studio.
He's still alive, so. And this is episode 80, I believe. The Into the Studio for episode 80 that you might have listened to yesterday if you're up to date. And you're listening to this as it comes live and hot off the oven.
That's correct. Today's episode is entitled Breaking and Entering.
Why?
Well, I actually had the name before the episode started, and that was because you were breaking and entering into I Spy Hold.
Mm.
But I think it's quite appropriate as well, given the worms have broken and entered into Fabian.
Probably more appropriate, because I didn't really break into the hold.
Well, you did. You used the crowbar.
I gently
if that is not
slid
breaking
it
in.
Open. I slid it open.
No, you... inserted the crowbar,
okay,
and you forced open a secret door which was only designed to be opened from the inside.
Fair enough, that's his breakening. Yeah, you are right. Okay, so I think probably the highlight of this whole episode are the worms. That's ridiculous, the amount of damage, one, that they've done, and the possibility that they will do going forward, because if he takes damage every 6 seconds...
Yeah, it's going to be a medical emergency, I think.
How do we get rid of the worms?
Are any of Shrew Shrubbery's proficient in medicine?
Oh, yes, Shrew is proficient in medicine. Is he? Wait, hold on. Maybe I'm making that up. let me check.
I know you've got a 0 for nature, but perhaps you are a little more skilled in the ways of medicine.
Yes, I actually have +8 on medicine, so Dr. Shrew will be required next episode, so look forward to that.
Oh, I wanted your shrew now, like Dr. Mario, you know, with that thing on the forehead.
Yeah. And buffed. Buff up.
Dr. Shrew.
Buff Dr. Shrew. But anyway, I might have gotten ahead of myself there. I think the episode started off with that uncertainty of what was in the crypt. And thankfully...
Yeah, and not just what was in the crypt, but you guys had just seen that dragon as well.
Yes. So we had to get inside quickly. I mean, we couldn't linger outside any longer after having seen the dragon. So it was a no-brainer to, obviously, that's why we were there, really, to get in through the secret entrance. But we had to do it hastily. Got in, saw the crypt. Luckily it was just toboggans, at least in the first chamber. I didn't think it would be wise to start touching sarcophagi.
Probably not.
Yeah, in case. I mean, they might have had treasure. And Shrew was a bit keen on finding out, but...
I mean, we've shared tales before of our one-shots with, you know, tempting fate with tombs.
And sticking your fists into, like, corpses for no apparent reason.
Yeah, like, that was our good friend Paul, which...
Yeah.
You guys remember James, who featured on our bonus episode as Alas, or Ayas, the eagle?
Yeah.
It's the first time I've actually had a character death in a game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even his fault.
No.
Our friend Paul started messing around with
the
corpse.
The banshee killed him, right?
Yeah, it was some sort of ghost thing, yeah.
That emanated from the corpse. And we abandoned the poor guy in a bathroom.
In a bathtub.
In a bathtub, yeah.
And that was almost being killed by an animated broom.
By a broom.
So poor James has been the brunt of many jokes over the last few years.
And he almost killed me with a thunder blast. What is it called? Thunder blast?
Thunder wave. Yeah, he knocked you over the stairs.
Yeah.
That was quite funny.
That was the death house, right?
Yeah.
Appropriately named.
And it was quite funny as well, because his character was named Balfour, and he was left in a bath. So the jokes just kept rolling in.
Balfour.
Balfour. Balfour. Or however you pronounce it. But yeah, I remember that session well. A good example of how a one-shot is never really a one-shot either. I think that went on for 3 or 4 sessions.
Yeah, that's right. And as life would have it, and it's hard to find time, those 4 or 6 sessions ended up being like a year.
Yeah, a year's worth of play.
Yeah, ridiculous.
A good example of why we started playing duets as well.
That's right. That's the whole point of this, to play more D&D. And now we're playing weekly, almost. Sometimes more than once a week.
That's correct. Gotta love some good old TTRPGs.
Yeah, but I think... we are deviating quite a bit from the episode. So
that's no.
Let's try and reel it back in.
So yeah, you guys got in, finally, after seeing the dragon using Dingle Dick's passage. And not much happened, but you did get a hint that something was going on upstairs. There were some occupants.
Yes, in that watch overnight, Fabian heard some voices, some whisperings, and some claws, which now, obviously, we found out was the...
The kobolds, yeah.
Kobolds.
And I mean, apart from seeing the kobolds, you also saw in that room where that last battle took place, there were a number of dead cultists and kobolds.
Mm, yeah.
So what's true thinking there?
So at first, when I was down there and we heard the voices, I thought that they might be the cultists, maybe speaking infernal, because we didn't understand the language they were talking. But then, after seeing what we found upstairs, certain corpses belonging to cultists, I'm starting to think that maybe the kobold have taken over the area and have kind of kicked the cultists out. Because, I mean, yeah, I've seen kobold corpses that had fought with cultists, but the kobolds are currently still there. And the cultists were camping outside. Why would you camp outside at the bottom if you could be inside the hold? So I don't know. Maybe the ones that had left were trying to attack the kobolds again? Maybe... I don't know. I have no idea. But for now, we haven't found cultists alive in this hold. And I hope it stays that way. Because these kobolds are quite weaker than the actual cultists. They're easier to kill.
Easier to kill, but quite tricksy from the looks of it.
Yeah, if they start throwing worms at everyone, it's going to be a problem. But they are quite easier to kill, and they don't seem to have magic any either.
Doesn't look like it, but they do have a few tricks up their sleeve.
Hmm.
You learned that the hard way with the chest.
Oh, yeah, that was them.
One of the cultists also appeared to have been killed by a similar chest.
Yeah. It's a good thing I found a potion in that chest.
I should have made you do a deception roll there.
Yeah, probably.
But you also found a jar with some strange grey liquid. Perch upon
that's
one of the
right.
doors, yes.
Those are traps set by the kobolds then. Yeah, I wasn't thinking that it was the kobolds' work, to be honest, but now that you've mentioned it, it makes sense, obviously. Traps set by the kobolds. Tricksy kobolds.
Yeah, what other traps might be laying in wait for shrew shrubberies?
Oh, now that you said that, I'm going to check every single door. I'm going to check everything I open.
As you always should, I was... So tempted to move a trap, but no, it wouldn't have been right. Because you were just opening doors all willy-nilly towards the end. So.
Yeah, because I think up to this point, there's never been a trapped door in this campaign. Has there?
Yeah, there was a trap door at Moesco's tower, where she disappeared into the stone floor.
Yeah. And that one I didn't check either, did I? No, I don't think so.
I think you did, but I think you rolled quite poorly. If I remember
and
correctly.
And I just went like, okay, I'll open it.
Yeah, you sort of tested it out, the door's unlocked, and you turned it, you didn't realize that the door also turns...
The other way.
The other way.
Yeah, and I had a hunch on the chest, but I thought it was an old trap. I didn't think that the kobolds had placed it there. But on top of it, it was empty. Like...
Mean.
Mean bastards.
Mean
yeah.
trap.
Mm.
Not even protecting anything.
No.
Yeah, just luring, greedy...
Greedy, yeah.
Adventurers.
Well, greedy or adventurers that are in need of
potions.
Anything. Yeah, anything they can get to kill a dragon, really.
And speaking of potions, you actually identified the one you found on, I think it was one of the cultists last week.
Yeah, the gaseous thingy, right?
Yeah, potion of gaseous form. Have you got any ideas for that?
Well, I was thinking of using it straight off the bat there and... Kind of traverse the whole...
That's what I thought you were going to do.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that. But then it took an hour and I didn't want to be waiting an hour around to get back to my form in case that the cultists make an appearance or whatever it might be, or the dragon decides to fly off again. So I thought I don't want to be waiting around for an hour, although we might have to do that now because Fabian needs some healing and I really don't want to waste spells or potions on him.
Oh, you could do a short rest and roll some hit die.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but that's going to be at least an hour's rest. So we may have to do that anyway at the end of the day and wait for an hour. What I'm thinking is maybe giving it to Fabian, like right now.
What if you get attacked, though?
Well...
He's not going to be of any use.
Yeah, but he's not of any use with worms in him anyway. So if I give him that, I imagine the worms would drop out. Because he's turned into gas.
I don't know. There's going to be some research for me, I think. never really thought about.
I don't know
what's going to happen there. Or do because they're inside his body and everything that's on him also sends the gas. Perhaps the worms sends the gas and they're just there with him as he comes back.
Yeah, I imagine so.
You also found a toboggan down in the crypts. Handy getaway vehicle if things go pear-shaped.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use that. Like, after we kill the dragon, probably going to use that.
Are we going to see a return of Reindeer Shrew?
No, I fancy riding it down myself. Get four of us squeeze in there, five of us. And, you know, have a nice little sledding, whatever you call it, down the hill. Finish the campaign on a high. Hopefully we don't, like, fall off the side of the cliff as we do so or anything like that. And we'll get to that bridge. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
So yeah, in terms of this actual episode, I don't really have much more to say. But, in other news, I think I shared a link with you. I got really excited because, you know, I do love my life sim games. Stuff like Stardew Valley and, you know, Story of Seasons, Harvest Moon, etc. I was really, really excited to see that D&D has partnered with the creators of that Disney game, which I've forgotten the name of now.
Dreamlight Valley.
Dreamlight Valley, yeah.
Bling, bling, bling. I don't know, that's not the music.
I can't remember the music.
No, that's not it. I don't know what I was doing. Carry on, sorry.
But yeah, they've partnered to come up with a life sim game based in the D&D world. And that really got my hype train going.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I quite enjoy those games too, but is D&D suited for that life sim? Like,
well, it says here in the description.
What, are you going to be a pauper, a farmer or something?
No, I think you'll be an adventurer, perhaps.
Okay, give us a description. I didn't read the description.
It's not the official description. It's part of the article that I saw, and it says here that obviously the game takes place in the Forgotten Realms universe, which likely means all kinds of gorgeous locations. And apparently, it's a hybrid of a survival game, life simulation, and action RPG.
Ooh, baby. Now we're talking.
So yeah, how in, perhaps not in Dreamlight Valley, but certainly in stuff like Story of Seasons, Harvest Moon. What was the other one?
Stardew Valley. Yeah, probably more Stardew Valley.
There's like caves to explore and forests and stuff. So could be quite exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now that you've said action RPG, that's started getting me quite excited as well. It'd be cool to, like, visit. I imagine they'd have, you know, Neverwinter. I mean, Baldur's Gate. I imagine that... It's funny because it's that I recall that meme that said, kind of alludes to the fact that everything happens in the Sword Coast. So it was the Remembered Realms... Something like that would be the Sword Coast and the Forgotten Realms is the rest of Faerun. Yeah. So I imagine it's set in the Sword Coast again. So we'd get these cool cities and it'd be cool if you could explore them and all that, like an open world kind of thing.
You know what I think it's going to be? Because I don't think a huge open world will work with like a life sim sort of game.
Hmm.
And well, I say that, but then...
Imagine Breath of the Wild.
No, I don't think it's going
to be. But imagine it. Imagine it.
Well, that's basically Skyrim then.
Yeah, well, Skyrim, but based on the D&D universe.
But no, I think because... I've forgotten the name again of the Disney game.
Dreamlight Valley
had the castle and that had links to other worlds, like mini worlds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, perhaps we can see traveling to different cities, but because of the life sim aspects of it, and the farming, or it didn't say farming, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I imagine there'll be math collecting and sort of developing a town.
Hmm.
Because of the way that the two adventures based in Phandalin are written, and they're sort of like, you know, Dragon of Iceberg Peak has the quest board, and Lost Mines of Phandelver has sort of like a branching mechanism as well, where there's different quests that you can do. And it's set in a town that's being rebuilt, much like Lylon or Leylon. And I've got a feeling it's going to be probably based in that area.
Ooh, baby. After having played this, I'd love to make true, you know, and replay this campaign in that game or something.
I can see your relationship meter if it's got one, like most of the Skyrim games have, with Harbin Wester as the town mayor.
Yeah, it's going to be
abysmal.
Yeah, it's going to be on the floor.
You'd be kicked out.
Yeah. It'd be cool. It'd be cool if it was multiplayer and you can make Fabian.
That would be great.
We would have to record that.
Yeah, we would.
For YouTube.
That would be quite fun, actually. Mm.
When's this game coming out?
Let's check my good friend Google.
Google.
Oh, I'm going to excite you even more here now.
Okay.
The article says it's not just a survival game, which already excites me because I'm getting Minecraft vibes. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's not going to be along that line, but it also says that it promises unique cooperative gameplay.
Whoa! Take my money and my life. But not my life, literally, but you know, my spare time is what I meant.
It also says that players can expect an adventure where the rich lore of this legendary franchise meets real-time survival in a unique campaign of resilience, camaraderie, and danger at every turn. Okay, the article also says that Gameloft is still in the hiring process for this game.
Gameloft, why does that?
Because they're the creators of that Disney game that I've forgotten the
name
of again.
Oh, right, so the same creators.
Yeah.
Right, and it says so they have experience.
They've got experience in this, and that game was actually really fun. The only thing I didn't like, and I hope that they don't go down that path again, is where they were releasing new worlds, you know, like drip-dropping them. I'd rather just, finish the game and give me the game, and then if you want to create DLC, do it that way.
Give it to me, baby. I was expecting you to finish the song. All right.
But yeah, it says there's no release date as of yet. But keep your eyes out for that.
Okay. We'll have to keep. And they seem to be making partnerships with everyone now. They have a Lego thing that came out recently, I think.
That looks amazing. Did you read up on it, though?
No, I don't read up on anything.
I saw the picture and I got excited and I thought...
I saw like a video.
Yeah, there was like a little video which showed the sort of animated.
Yeah.
But this epic new set, which on its own, to be honest, had won me over. I've built several of the Minecraft ones now with my daughters, which great fun. They've released Animal Crossing Lego as well, which I'm all over. Can't wait to get some for the girls in air quotes.
Yeah, like when you collected the cards. I remember you collected the Animal Crossing cards.
Yeah, I wasn't a father yet. That was so... Oh, yeah. I couldn't pretend that was for the kids.
It's true. You didn't have an excuse. It's for my cat.
That was for me, yeah. But I, you know, as I usually do, tickles my fancy and I thought, what is this? And I clicked on it.
Ooh.
And the description said that it includes a one-shot. So I think you build a game with it. And
really?
It brings a one-shot adventure as well.
And you use like the minis to...
Yeah,
those are the minis and the maps and everything. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. That's a really good idea, actually. We need to buy it.
We definitely need to buy it.
When is it out?
Soon, I think.
But the question is it a one-shot?
Well, as we said before, it's never going to be a... Especially if you've got to build a bloody map before each area.
And imagine the roleplay with the actual figures that they can articulate and all that.
Yeah, and we actually mentioned some time ago saying, you know, perhaps we could use Lego to do maps and buy minis. And look, now we don't have to. There will be an actual proper...
We need to buy that.
It brings a dungeon and a dragon.
It would.
Also brings an... Orc rogue, an elf wizard, a dwarf cleric, and a gnome fighter.
Whoa.
We see Heracles here.
That's right. Heracles, one of my characters in Text to Play Adventure that right now Anthony is running. Apologies, Anthony. I haven't been able to join. I'm so far. I'm so kind of, what's the word? Delayed. No, so far back that I need to catch up, and I don't think it's ever going to happen.
But look, I'm going to tease you a bit more here as well. It comes with some skeleton warriors.
Oh, yes.
Comes with a beholder.
Beholder? Oh, yeah, I saw that on the video.
Comes with a mimic.
Wow.
Couple of awakened shrubs, an owl bear.
Wow.
A displacer beast.
That's a crazy one-shot, though.
And this is really interesting. The caption for this picture, and this is purely coincidental, the caption states, "I spy with many, many eyes a beholder in this lineup."
Hmm.
That's this week's password. I spy.
Yeah. What a coincidence. We didn't plan any of this.
No, we didn't even plan that we were going to talk about this.
No.
Oh, here it is. Here it is in all its glory.
Mira, it's okay.
Okay, no, okay. No
es un celular, güey. Yo qué sé, había algo ahí en todo.
Ah, Flaffany.
Oh, fuck me, man. Lo vi como fucking crawling off the table, coño.
Dijiste eso y noté algo en el dedo.
Es que. Crawled off the table por la cara, en plan.
Sí, estaba el
tudeo, güey.
Levanté la mano.
Y era como, mira, eso qué, coño, una curiana.
Me voy a cagar, de
Sorry, ¿qué estaba diciendo?
I can see here, and I'll show you on my iPad. That it does in fact bring a one shot.
Whoa, that's awesome. Yeah, we need to buy that. The release date. I'm still not hearing days.
Oh yeah, sorry. That's why I opened this. I've got excited by all the pictures. Oh,
come on.
4th of April.
Oh, that's like in a week.
Yeah, a week or two away.
Okay, we need to buy it and
pre-order. I'm going down to our good friend
Raju. No, Raju.
Going Baiju. Down to my good friend Beiju at Euphoria, our local game store.
Not sponsored by them yet.
Not yet.
And yeah, let's see if they have it. And but we need to record that, right? We need to record. How are we going to do this? Maybe we can have it for YouTube exclusive, and we record it with cameras.
Yeah, because we'll have to build it as well.
Oh yeah, it's going to take a while though, like to build.
Yeah, that will have to be a time lapse.
We need to get together with our children. Perfect excuse.
Yeah,
let's have a nice day of
Lego building
all together. And then once it's built, we kind of lock ourselves in the studio and start playing.
I want to play the Elf Ranger. I want to call him Legolas.
I mean, that shit writes itself. That's true. I think more people will be naming that Ranger Legolas. For sure.
I would be surprised if it doesn't just come with that name by default.
True.
Although probably not, because they'd have to pay Tolkien's estate as well to do that officially. Sure.
I wonder if it's a girl ranger, Lego Lass, so you wouldn't have to pay anything. It's just stating what it is. It's a lass as in the girl.
I was trying to make the connection there,
yeah, like lass, like lassie, like
lassie,
you know,
Lego lassie.
Lego lassie.
Yeah, can't wait to get my hands on that Lego set.
And I'm sure they'll probably do more.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to milk it. I mean, yeah, look at sure. Lego Mario and Lego Sonic. All the different sets that came out.
True, yeah. But nothing
that,
like this.
That
with
could
like
be the end of my bank account.
And the space in your house.
Yeah. Between the guitars and all the D&D stuff and all the recording equipment.
Yeah.
Not going to be much space left.
You're going to get kicked out.
Well, hopefully not. Because we don't have anywhere else to record at the moment. But if I can stealth in and sort of say that they're for the girls and put them in the playroom.
Yeah, you could get away with that.
But yeah, that's my little D&D related news that I saw and for to share. That new game that's coming up hopefully soon, and this new Lego set.
Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. So if you didn't know about this, now you know. Keep an eye out if that's your kind of jam. And share stuff with us. We want to see if you do play this stuff, if you do listen to us and you play D&D, or you play video games, or you play with Legos, or you play whatever you do. We want to know. We want to know who's listening in and what they do and what they're about. So you want to, you know, maybe jump in the Discord. Maybe, I don't know, share stuff with us on Twitter. We want to get to know you guys.
That we do. And I can't wait to engage with you on these things. And if you do buy the Lego set, I'm sure there's some really creative people there.
Yeah, show us pictures and stuff.
I can imagine Bardock sort of buying like a whole bucket of other kinds of Lego and building all sorts of add-ons to the maps.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to play, Bardock being my brother, we used to play with Legos all the time. And we built bases for our characters. We had a mismatch of Legos and We didn't really buy big sets, like, you know, those pirate ships that they used to sell and all that. We didn't really buy big sets. We just bought Lego pieces and then made whatever we wanted.
They used to sell like little booster packs, didn't they? Back when we had Deoma's toy shop in our main street.
Booster packs. I just remember having like a big like
bucket.
Bucket full of Legos. Yeah, a big box full of Legos, and they were all just different. I mean, the bases were different colors. They weren't really...
Yeah, I had the same.
Anything, nothing really matched, but it was cool.
I remember suffering tremendously as well from Lego neck. what do you call it, or Legotitis. Neck. Yeah, from spending all afternoon, you know, yeah, like with your neck sort of at an angle looking down.
Playing on the floor, yeah. It was awesome. Good old days.
Good old days when we had time to do it. Now it's sort of like, you know, bit of false advertising, I feel. The number of Lego sets I've got for my daughters, and it says like age 6, and it's like bullshit. I'm here nearly 40, struggling.
And I'm still playing.
The instructions sometimes are like worse than IKEA.
Yeah, it's hard to build. They're hard to build. My son hasn't got into it, and I think it's because it's a bit tedious to build some of the sets, especially the smaller ones where, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose because they've grown up playing Minecraft, as my daughters do as well, and I know your kids do. Perhaps the magic is lost on building with real physical blocks when you can play in an interactive world and with animated characters and animals and all that.
Yeah, that's the creativity is being lost. Although you do get creative in Minecraft, to be fair.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like Minecraft is the video game equivalent of Lego, I feel. And when we started playing all those years ago, that's what I felt really.
Yeah.
I felt I was attracted to the game because of my fondness of Lego, let's say.
Yeah, that's what hooked me in as well. Particularly when we started playing creative mode.
Mm-hmm.
We had access to all those blocks, and every time there was an update and we were playing as miners on the Nexus, we'd all hurriedly rush to the server and explore, and experiment with all those
new blocks. Yeah, that was cool. But anyway, I think we're now starting to deviate from the point at hand, which is really D&D and TTRPGs.
Although saying that, we did roleplay heavily in our Minecraft adventures. We even built a dungeon for Dabion.
That's right, that was cool. That episode was cool. Check us out, Miners of the Nexus or Knights of the Nexus in YouTube. You find us when we were younger and playing around with Minecraft on our YouTube channel there, if you're interested in that.
Well, I think that's all for tonight. It's late or early, depending how you look at it.
Yeah.
We're into the early hours of the morn again. But we hope to see you next week as we delve once again
into the studio.